Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back, we're up, and we're ready for another wonderful show. Folks, this evening I'm going to promise you another great and wonderful show. I think I got some great guests in here today that's going to share some information with you. As always, something that's going to be hopefully a life-changing experience as you prepare yourself, your family, and your child for the recruiting process and things that we need to do as parents. Because oftentimes, too many of us fail to do our part as parents. And when we fail to do our part, that burden falls on the shoulders of our young athlete, be our son or our daughter, and as a result, they may be caught with trying to play catch-up at the end of the day. But hopefully some things that I'm going to share with you this evening and what my guest is going to share with you this evening may be something that may cause you to think a little bit, maybe something that caused you to say, that was a good point. That was a good point. But, folks, you know, and all that being said, you know, we here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we want to make sure that you get the most out of this situation. We want to make sure that you're able to plan as early as possible to make sure that your child doesn't fall behind the power curve. I was just on an awesome call a few minutes ago, a conference call with mothers of athletes. Those of you who were able to join that call as well, you know it was an awesome call. Mothers share some great insight and great information, things that they're doing on their end. And we, you know, we talked about some of the same things that you may hear this evening. But I think we're going to put a little bit more focus on football recruiting process, the college football recruiting process. But like I was saying, I was on a great call, and you had some an array of knowledge that was on the call with the moms that had called in from all around the country just to share their insight on, you know, things that they did to help their children become successful. And, you know, not only become successful in playing the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, you know, soccer league, whatever, but just becoming successful as young adults, becoming successful as the next caretaker, the next gatekeeper, the next one in your family's lineage that's going to take over and keep the ball moving. So, on that note, folks, enough said. I'm going to prepare to bring in our guests. But let me tell you a little bit about our guests first. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet this gentleman here. We're talking about Mr. Andy Hilton, CEO and founder of Recruit 757, and I think he got a couple other things underneath his belt, but I'm going to highlight Recruit 757. Recruit 757 is a scouting and recruiting organization that helps young men, you know, understand the process and You know, I had the opportunity to work with Andy over the years and go out to his various forums because he does a series of workshops. And at those workshops, he has great guests come out and share information with the parents and the athletes, you know, similar to what we're doing here with the Parents for the Parents Network. But on top of all that, he has a number of other events that he put on throughout the year. And I think Recruit 757 is branching out to do some other things in the community. But I'm not going to put too much out there about him because I want Andy to share some insight with us on who he is, what he does, and how we can help him do it better. Andy, you're on with the Parents Coach the Parents Network.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you, Michael.
Hey, great as always. Great as always to have you all with us, sir. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's hard to encapsulate everything that I do in one little sentence or two, but I think you touched on some good things in that Recruit 757, which is named 757 for the area code that we originated in here in southeastern Virginia, where you and I are both from and where we both live, but we've expanded what we're doing beyond just the simple 757 area code. But I started the business a while back, 6 years ago to be exact, to help parents and athletes work their way through the process, plus help colleges that want to recruit our region and beyond connect with each other. And I find myself working not only with parents, not only with the players themselves, the colleges, but also the high school programs, and in many cases, the coaches. I'm not sure how much you've touched on how much a high school coach can be a resource for a parent, but quite often, parents expect the recruiting process to happen and put a lot of weight on their high school coaches when realistically a high school coach can help, but it's really not their job to find a scholarship or find scholarship offers for your son or daughter.
Well, we stress that all the time. We definitely stress that part all the time because we want parents to understand that you do have a stake or a big role and your child's recruiting process. And if the parents are not actively involved, then, like we always say, that puts a heavy burden on the shoulders of that young athlete, and we want to try to avoid that. But you said that you have some other...
Yes, some other things. We now are working with basketball. We also do some work in the Richmond area and do some work around the state of Virginia as well. I put myself out there as a resource, much like you do. If someone has questions about the recruiting process, specifically about the football recruiting process, I can be reached through the website, through Twitter, or through Facebook, and all three of those identities are Recruit. Set the numbers 757, so that's recruit757.com, recruit757 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So if parents have specific questions about the process that perhaps you may not be able to answer or they want a different take on it, they're welcome to reach out to me through those avenues.
No problem, Andy. Thanks. That's great information to know, and hopefully we'll have some folks with some very valid questions. I know you're doing a number of other events. What exactly is Recruit 757's mission?
Well, Recruit 757's mission is specifically to educate parents and players about the process and get more scholarship offers for the players that compete here in our region. And we don't just stop at Division I because quite often I find that parents, and sometimes it's the parent, sometimes it's the player, that gets hung up on the idea that Division I is the beginning and the end of college athletics, when the reality is that there are multiple more times of scholarships available, regardless of the sport, because of so many programs competing at the Division II, Division III, NAIA, and JUCO levels, that there are so many more opportunities for college scholarships and for and it may not always be an athletic scholarship, for instance, at the Division III level, but let's just say college opportunities and opportunities to get an education through sports at other levels other than Division I. I constantly remind players and parents to keep their opportunities open, keep their eyes and ears open, and keep their minds open to the opportunities that are out there.
Okay, and that's always a great thing. That's always a great thing.
And then I guess you're shooting for different things that we do. In addition, we do camps. We do, as you mentioned, workshops, and we also do scouting service specifically for football, where we do our own scouting and own reconnaissance and let the colleges that we work with know who the athletes are, how to contact them, and what they should know about those athletes. So that kind of puts it all in a nutshell for what we do for the student athlete, the parent, and for the high school coaches.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I was really waiting to hear, because – I think that's when we first met. We was out at Dre Blackfield, and I just so happened to be out just riding around one day, and somebody told me about the event over there, and I think I stopped over there, and I think you had the Marine Corps out there with you during the camp that particular day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, in order to reinforce the value of Marine Corps ethics. And one of the things I do, I also specialize in marketing, and in that particular camp, I had worked with the Marine Corps and wanted them to instill the Marine Corps values in our football athletes, so the athletes not only had a chance to showcase for us, for coaches, and for each other, but were also worked out by representatives of the Marine Corps and talked to by representatives of the Marine Corps about character, about integrity, about leadership and perseverance. And so that we certainly do stress all sorts of positive values with our athletes, with our parents, and our coaches.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, like I said, folks, there are some great things that Andy is doing here in the community, and, you know, I'm quite sure, you know, for those of you that are listening, you also noticed that he said he had a similar program in the Richmond area, for anyone that's listening out of the Richmond area. And definitely, it's not called Recruit 757. It's actually called Recruit 804, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay,
and we have
okay.
Recruit Northern Virginia, Recruit Nova. And so this is something that over 6 years has begun to morph and begun to grow, and realistically is growing by leaps and bounds. And I hope that don't instill any geographic limitations just by naming an area code or naming a region, because we really do want to reinforce all those positive values and reinforce the value of education through sports.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing. And, you know, more importantly, making sure that parents understand, and some Andy just can go, that we do have a role. We do have a very important role in this process. And without us being involved in the process, so many times our children get overwhelmed, or our children just don't know what to do. And as a result, they sit around and wait until the last minute, and then they realize, well, hey, I want to go to college, I want to play football, I want to play basketball, I want to do whatever, and they haven't really prepared for that. You know, so what Andy is doing, and he opened up talking about Mothers of Athletes and what the Parents Network is doing, these are all things that are out there that you have access to, parents, that you can reach out to at any given time, reaching out to me. I can connect you with Andy, so on and so forth. It's an array of folks out there that's there to help you. Help us help you. That's my motto. That's the motto here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network. Help us help you. But we want to get back to Andy and ask him some, get him a little bit more into telling us about the college recruiting process, because he not only has a host of events that he put on, like the workshops, the camps, and things like that. He also has a number of writers out there that writes different articles and covers different young men throughout the 757 area that I know about, that I keep track of. Tell us about some of the things that you've experienced over the years when dealing with some of the players and some of the families.
Well, I think what may reinforce what you're trying to stress to the parents that are listening, and perhaps even some of the athletes that are listening, one of the greatest analogies I've come across, and I'm an analogy guy, so I like to try to rephrase things and repurpose things and put them in a way where people might better understand what we're trying to address. And one of them is treating the recruiting process like a hiring process. And I want to have those parents out there think about the first time they went out to look for a job. Their child is essentially looking for a job when they're looking for a college scholarship. So when you have your son or daughter prepare their resume, and it's not out of hand and not out of question to prepare a resume for college scholarship opportunities, think about what you bring to a program and think about how your child thinks about themselves. And your child needs not only help in how to present themselves, but also help in reaching out to these college coaches that may be looking for athletes and offering scholarships. Because if you don't communicate to those college coaches, unless you're an extremely exceptional athlete or your son or daughter is an extremely exceptional athlete, they are not going to notice or not going to know that your son or daughter is looking for an athletic scholarship. So you have to be prepared, communicate, and put yourself in the position or put your child in the position to land the job that they're looking for.
You know, that's a great point and something that you just stressed a second ago, Andy. I like to make sure parents fully understand that. You know, parents, let's look at it from this standpoint. Andy briefly covered it, but I need to just break it fully down. Realize how many young men are on a high school football team. What's that number?
No, I can get the number 70. For you. I can give you those numbers. In fact, there are 1.1 million high school football players in the nation. Roughly 6% of the seniors, 6.5% exactly, 6.5% of the seniors will go on to play college football. And then we typically find that most high school football players have this dream of playing in the NFL, which is fantastic, but somewhere along the line of less than 1% of college football players go on to play in the NFL. We're talking about roughly 300 jobs that come open every year if you look at free agency and the NFL draft. And then when you narrow it down to how long you're going to work in the NFL, you're talking about a career that lasts a little over 3 years. So you're not going, unless you're a superstar athlete who gets the big payday, the first round draft pick, you're not going to earn enough money in a 3-year career to live on the rest of your life. Not to mention, you're going to want to do something with the rest of your life when you're done with football at age 24, or even if you have a 9 or 10 year career or you retire in your 30s, there's still a lot of life to be lived. And my argument to those folks, those kids specifically, is you're going to want to have a career and want to have a job, and you're going to be far better off and certainly far better paid if you have a skill where you bring a college education to the table. So instead of banking on being that one of that less than 1% of a college athlete that makes it to the NFL, and if you want to bank on or not bank being having this long career, you certainly wouldn't want to put all of your eggs in the NFL basket. You're better off taking the chance that football, knowing that football is going to end at some point, getting an education, and that's something that's going to pay off for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And bringing that even a little closer to home, and I know Andy just gave us some staggering numbers, some numbers that causing a lot of us to scratch our head 2 and 3 times over. But even bringing that a little closer to home, you know, you look at the average high school team that has, if we're talking about, if we're talking all depends on what area you're in, if you're talking about a freshman squad, JV squad, and a varsity squad, you're talking about 3 different teams there. We're talking well over 80 to 90 kids. Now, imagine one varsity coach and his small staff trying to assist those 90 athletes in their recruiting process. That's a full-time job for them alone. Now, if they're a math teacher or a history teacher or some type of science teacher or some teacher within the school or even if they're a PE teacher. They don't have time to sit down and do all the necessary paperwork, follow-up emails, phone calls, you know, the whole works. Just put together a matrix for each and every kid that's going through the recruiting process for them, for that particular school. Because you may have some freshmen that may already be in the recruiting pool. You may have some sophomores. You may have some juniors. We want to avoid trying to wait until you're a senior to get to that point. So if the college coach is heavily involved and he's doing all the legwork, then parents, then what are you doing? You know, and that's the point I try to stress. That's the point I try to make sure parents understand that they need to be involved in, because if you look at just one school with 90 kids and you're talking about 10 high schools in your area, you know, now we're talking 900 kids. Okay, 900 kids. That's just in one area, one city. That could easily happen right here if we had a freshman, JV, and varsity team just here in Hampton Roads. Because here in Hampton Roads alone, if I'm not mistaken, it's like close to 52 high schools, I think, last time I seen.
Well, a little over 60 when you include the private schools in the area that I cover. And Michael, one of the other
yeah.
And one of the other things to keep in mind, too, is that, as you mentioned, how many hours in the day does the high school coach have? Also, what is the coach's circle of influence? Because quite often the number I've found to work with has about five good college contacts. You can't count on one of those five contacts, one, being in the same place for a long time, because college coaches have to jump around and change jobs with hirings and firings, but also you may not – that coach may not be at a school that's appropriate for your child. They may be at a school that's too big, a school that's too small, a school that doesn't offer the major, a school that's too far flung or too close to be appropriate for your child.
That's true. That is so true.
And then you get into the whole getting back to the numbers game, you run into all sorts of issues, which again, the earlier you can start, the better. I can't, and you've seen it at the workshops that I've run, how many parents come in and say, my son is a senior and we don't know what's going on. By the time you've reached the senior year, I don't want to say it's too late, but it is. It's never too late, but it is very late if you are going into your senior year without a plan on how you're going to go to college and at least having made some contacts, made some connections, gone to camps, made some impressions on people, because at least in football, the big year is the junior year. So in the fall of your junior year, you have no control over how great your stats are, but having a great junior year goes a long way toward getting recruited. And what you want to do is go to college camps, have your son, in the case of football, go to as many college camps as reasonable and make connections with as many college coaches as reasonable prior to the junior year so they know to look out for you. Then if you have a good junior year, there is a lot of time for those colleges to recruit in the junior year. So when you're coming into the senior year, most of the heavy lifting is done and the process, the ball, the momentum has already started to roll.
And you are so true on that note. You know, that's a conversation I try to have with parents all the time. You know, let's get this ball rolling. Let's get started earlier on. If you know for sure that your child has – let's look at it like this, parents. If you know for sure that your child has the ability and the talent to play, okay, let's pursue a college scholarship or a financial aid packet that's going to secure his education for the next, you know, few years after they graduate from high school. And the reason why I say that, because too many times, and Andy just touched on it, too many times parents wait until, or the athletes wait until the end of their junior year, going into their senior year. You're far behind the power curve. It's not impossible. But you don't want to put yourself in that situation where, you know, I heard some parents today think about, well, let's reclass. And I know you have that in football quite a bit, and hopefully you're going to touch on it in a few. Just touch a little bit on the number of athletes that you've seen that have reclassed to try to get that extra opportunity to get looked at or get a chance to be seen by whomever. If they started early enough, they wouldn't have to deal with that, correct?
That's correct. And one of the other things we may not have full time to address, but the NCAA regulations for Division I have recently changed. So anyone in the current graduating class of 2016 and moving forward now has to have a core GPA of 2.3 before they can qualify for college. So that's your 16 core subjects, as well as having a qualifying SAT score in order to qualify just with the NCAA, and that doesn't necessarily meet the qualifications for that school.
You're so true. And to top that piece off, you know, they're only looking at the 8 high school semesters. And
I forgot to mention that, by the way, with the new rules, you can't undo any bad things that you did in your freshman year, for instance. So what used to happen was that kids would use their senior year to retake, let's say they had an algebra class where they had a D or an F that was giving them a weaker GPA. No longer can you retake a class in your senior year, because after your junior year, a certain number of those credits are locked in, and if you don't make the GPA you need by the end of your junior year, you're stuck. You can't undo the damage that's been done early on in high school.
Exactly. And when he says at the end of your junior year, folks, let's look at it from this standpoint. Prior to the start of your seventh semester. In other words, you got 2 semesters, your freshman year from when you first walk through the door, you have 2 semesters, your sophomore year, the second year that you're in the school building, you have 2 semesters, the third year that you're in the school building, you know. So if you decide to start off your freshman year, Do your sophomore year, and then you want to reclassify and do a sophomore year again. At the end of that second sophomore year, you have already burnt up 6 semesters. So that's something that really and truly needs to be considered when you start thinking about it and talking about the reclassification thing.
And I can't speak for what goes on in other states or other regions, but you asked me to talk about reclassification for a minute. And reclassification in Virginia only relates to the private schools, and most of the schools have adopted a rule here where you cannot reclassify once you've finished your junior year. So essentially, by reclassifying, you're taking a 5th year of high school, and you are getting an extra year of competition, but realize that you are having your son or daughter take a 5th year of high school, which for many of us, that might not be the most stimulating idea. I know I wouldn't have liked it, but if it's necessary, you're going to have a 19-year-old, in many cases, graduating from high school and moving on, and you have to decide whether that's the most appropriate thing or whether a year of prep school after high school is appropriate. There's many options that can be considered to get around a poor GPA, poor test scores, lack of physical development. There's a lot of reasons to reclassify, and those are quite a few of them.
Well, in the little time that we have left, Andy, talk a little bit about transfers. And I know that's a big issue with football, even more so in football than it is in basketball, when these young men decide to do their high school transfer. If you can highlight a little bit on that and how coaches look at that, or how high school coaches, how they approach you, how they approach, the kids, how the college coaches may look at it. Is there anything out there that parents need to know about that?
Well, I think the football side thinks it happens more in basketball than it does in football. But I can tell you from my observation, it probably happens just as often on either side. And quite often in basketball, you find it where private schools who are competing independently, like, let's say, an Oak Hill, and that's not to point a finger at Oak Hill Academy, but I know that there are quite a few schools that are known as national powerhouses. IMG Academy down in Florida is another one, that are great for picking up athletes and developing them and preparing them physically for college more so than a typical high school would. I have not seen where colleges look negatively toward players making transfers from high school to high school. However, I would say that it would be a red flag if you transfer more than once. They're going to ask some questions on why you couldn't stay put. Did you have a problem with your coaches? Did your parents have problems with the coaches? Did you have problems with your teammates? It just raises some red flags and raises some questions if you're school hopping. And that being said, if I had to do it with my own children, which neither of my daughters played football, of course, and they were involved in sports that weren't typical college scholarship sports, what I would do with my children would be try to keep them in the same place, because you don't have to play on a championship team in order to get recruited. I would encourage them to play with their teammates, with their classmates, and the kids that they grew up with before I would be all excited about moving them to a powerhouse program.
What you mean I don't have to play on a championship team to get recruited? I need to get me a ring, and if I don't get me a ring, I can't play in Division One. I can't be I can't be that.
Allow me to be critical to the parents that, and I hope this doesn't identify, I hope none of our parents listening identify with this, but first of all, living vicariously through your son or daughter and having a need for a championship ring is not the way to go. And secondly, I would challenge the high school player that, with the wisdom of my years, because it has been a couple few decades since I graduated high school, with the wisdom of my years, I would say if winning a state championship in the sport of your choice in high school is the highlight of your life, I'm sorry, because there are a lot of bigger things to look forward to in life than winning that high school championship. As you grow older and as you age and as you get some perspective, high school is just a blip on the radar. What's important is the relationships and the people that you can share the time with and moving on to college rather than grasp for that ring in high school.
Well, Andy, I'm a 5'5". Safety. I'm the best in my state, and I need to get that ring so I can get to this Division One program.
If you're a 5'5 safety, you're not going to go to a Division One program. Be happy you're playing football, and there is probably a place for you somewhere, but it's very likely at a small college. Take what you can get out of football and enjoy it would be my advice.
All right, sir.
Well, and that's quite something, and I know we're wrapping up, Michael, but that's something also that I did not mention that goes a long way, and that's relying on someone that can give you a third-party assessment that's unbiased about your son's ability to play the game of football, because sometimes the truth hurts, but it's better to know what the reality is than to continue to be disillusioned and think that you have opportunities that realistically may not be there.
Well, we didn't get a chance to open up for any phone calls. I didn't see any messages or anything pop up where folks said that they had any questions. So I'm going to go ahead and say, okay, Andy, we definitely appreciate you. Hopefully you could join us again.
I would love to.
Because, it's getting right around the corner from that big signing period that's going to come around, and everybody's going to be excited, and you see all these different hats being put on TV and that kind of stuff, and tracking what the young folks are doing out there. And if you have anything that you want to share with us later on down the line, please, by all means, just let me know, and we can get you back on again, sir.
Sure thing. I love National Signing Day, and that gives me a perfect opportunity to leave on this note. Remember, seniors and parents of seniors, that National Signing Day is the first day that you can sign a national letter of intent. It's not the only day that you can sign. So there are plenty of things that happen after National Signing Day, lots of recruiting, lots of visits, lots of offers. So don't get disappointed if things aren't set by the first week of February. There's still a ways to go.
All right, give us your contact information, Andy, and we're going to thank you.
Again, you can reach me on the website through the website at recruit757.com. That's recruit, the numbers 757.com. I'm also reachable through Twitter, through Instagram, and through Facebook by simply looking up recruit757. You'll find us very easily, and the email is andy@recruit757.com. Thank you so much for having me on tonight, Michael.
All right, thank you, Andy.
Have a wonderful night.
You too, sir. Well, folks, we've been on with Mr. Andy Hilton, CEO and founder of Recruit 757, a great, outstanding, and I'm not just saying that because Andy and I have worked together on several different events. I'm just saying that just based upon the character of the man himself. Every time I've been in his presence and every time we've had an opportunity to work together, I have been overly impressed by the things that he's able to do and the information he shares with his audience. And basically a very sincere, heartfelt, just somebody that really cares about, okay, what's going to happen with this next group of young men. So, look for it to start growing. It may grow around the country, and if it shows up in your area, Recruit 757, Recruit 203, Recruit 917, Recruit 884, Recruit 805, or whatever. Hey, it may show up in your area, and know that it started here in the Hampton Roads area, and it's a great program to be a part of. He has worked with many of young men as a process and then to college to become great stars. And look forward to see some of them young men come back later on down the line and just share some of their experiences, some of the things that they had to deal with and some of the things that Andy helped them with over their time frame. But again, folks, you know, some of the things that he stressed today and some of the things that we always stress here on the Parents Coach Parents Network is some of the simple things, some of the things such as starting early, preparing yourself, preparation, planning. Parents, I can't say that enough. If you know that your child has the desire to play and he or she is in the 7th and 8th grade, start making those moves now. Start making those moves then. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait until your child reaches the tail end of the junior year going into the senior year. Because you're putting yourself behind that power curve. And once you put yourself behind that power curve, now you're trying to play catch up. And the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking at a rapid pace. You know, the very good point that the ladies brought up today on Mothers of Athletes conference call, you know, they talked about how, you know, when you're in a situation and that clock is ticking, I just read a quick email that popped up and they took my train of thought away. My goodness. Lord, tell them I'm getting old. But it'll come back to me, and I'll remember, and I'll touch on it again. But, yeah, we have to constantly stay on top of things, folks. So we can't wait until the last minute, because if we wait until the last minute, our children will be the ones that will suffer. And, you know, we want to avoid that. That's why there's a network of parents that's out there that's helping you through this process, reaching out to the Parents Coach Parents Network, reaching out to the Mothers Athletes organization. There's a whole bunch of other outlets out there for you. And hopefully over the next few weeks, I'll be bringing on some more great guests. Andy's program is another great program that's out there, Recruit 757, Recruit 804, Recruit Northern Virginia, NOVA, all great programs that are doing things in the community, in our community, to make sure that our children have the opportunity to move on, do bigger and better things at the collegiate level. Well, I think I got a few callers that's still out there hanging in, checking out the show. I wonder if any of my callers have any questions. I think I have someone calling in from, area code 203. Let's see if this caller has a question or if they just are checking out the show today. Area code 203, welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess that caller didn't have a question. That caller is probably just listening to the show. Hopefully the show is providing some information that he or she can use to their advantage. Well, folks, I'm going to step away for a second. We're going to come back. We're going to prepare to wrap the show up and move on to some bigger and better things there. But you are listening to the Parents for the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. As always, we thank you.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Okay, folks, well, we're back. We're back, and it's been an interesting show. You know, Andy has shared some great information with us, and he has had quite a bit of success over the years during the recruiting process or assisting with the recruiting process for our high school athletes. And what I mean by quite a bit success and been able to do some great things. Andy has a very unique upper hand. You know, he is connected with quite a few college coaches, and he said that he worked with a few coaches. And actually, when he does his events, his college events, his combines and his scouting events, he has the opportunity to record that event, send out information to different coaches. The different coaches, they reach back out to him, you know, and from there points them in the direction of the parents and the athletes so they can make the connection and they can move on to do some bigger and better things. So he's doing some great things in the community as far as making some things happen for our young men. There's been a number of young men that he has written about. Check him out on his Facebook page, Recruit 757. He's always got a great article up there on some young man and what he's doing in his community. But definitely have an opportunity just to see how he can support you. See how he can support you or support somebody in your community. Or if you have some young athletes that have an event coming up or some young athlete that's trying to get to college and for whatever reason in their particular area, there isn't a lot of opportunities and not a lot of scouting events going on. Check out and see what Andy has listed and see if he has any events coming up in your area. Or, hey, maybe something where you may want to take a ride up here to the 757 area and attend one of his upcoming events. Because I'm telling you, there have been a number of pretty good young men that have came through his program and that have supported his program, that have moved on to do some great things. And again, Andy works with them, works with the parents, does a series of workshops. Like I said, I've met him at a combine years ago out at the Gray Block Field. And from what I've seen from that point forward, I realized, hey, okay, there's somebody that I want to connect with and see how I can support him. And it turned into a mutual thing. You know, we support the program here, the Parents Coach the Parents Network, as well as the Recruit 757 program. Well, folks, if you have any questions, give us a call at 917-889-8095. Give us a call this evening at 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. See what you have on your mind. See if there's anything that we can help you with here in the Parents Coach the Parents Network. Or we can connect you to somebody around the country that we may be affiliated with that can also assist you in moving forward in the recruiting process with your child. Again, there was some great information passed on a previous call I was on earlier today. You know, one of the big things that was covered, and it wasn't what I wanted to share earlier, but I'm going to highlight this. You know, they talked about the recruiting process, not the recruiting process, but going out there and getting an agent for an overseas player. Matter of fact, I have a young man now, and if any of the ladies are listening, trying to find an overseas agent, I have a young man that approached me just a couple days ago. He was supposed to be going to a school, but in the transition, he stepped on the floor at another school when he had transferred, and he was in between schools. He stepped on the floor for a practice or a game or whatever one time, and as a result, that made him ineligible to the Division II school that was looking to pick him up. So now he's looking at this, hey, okay, you know, I've been in college for, he got his associates, and now he's looking at moving on to doing, you know, just continuing to play basketball. So I'm looking for an overseas agent or connecting with someone who has access to some overseas agents, some reputable overseas agents, and getting out there and helping this young man fulfill his dream. And maybe he'll have a shot at coming back here to the States and probably playing back here at some point in time. So if anybody's listening, anybody want to share any information with me, that would be great. Again, you can reach us here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network at 917-889-095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Well, you know, folks, I'm going to sidetrack and go to something that I normally have some great guests on, but I want to reach out to one of my younger athletes, a young man that I know has had some difficult time and has been really, you know, pushing to be successful in playing the game that he loves so much. And this young man is, I'm going to let him tell us a little bit about himself, and hopefully he's on the line. Hopefully he's on the line and didn't hang up on me. Mr. Hayes, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Well, act like you're just waking up now. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm good. How you been, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, then I'm going to let him tell us a little bit about himself. When I first met him, wow, he probably was every bit of, man, I don't know, maybe been about 9 or 10 years old, if that old. And, you know, I noticed that he had a love for the game, and he was always out there playing. And, you know, he was just a young man that I gravitate towards because he reminded me so much of my boys. And, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this young fella and see what he decides to do with himself. At any given time, he needed my assistance. Hopefully I was there to help him or assist him or guide him in the right direction. But I had a chance to connect with him earlier this year, and you know, we sat down and had breakfast one morning. And actually, while I was out of town, down in Georgia visiting Mike, I ended up connecting with him, and he just so happened to be in Georgia at the time. We connected and sat down, had breakfast, had a great conversation, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself and where he's going to school at now and, you know, some of the things that he's looking forward to doing and, you know, where he's at in life. And I know he's looking at doing some great things because that's just who he is. So on that note, I'm going to step to the side, sir, and just let you share a few minutes with my listening audience. And I promise you ain't nothing going to come on here and have anything crazy to say. But we're going to talk to you in a minute here for a minute. Go ahead, sir. You got the floor.
Well, my name is Devon Hayes. I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. Mike said, met him when I was about 9-10 years old when I first moved to Chesapeake. He worked over at Indian River Recreation Center, and he always looked out for us. My mom was always at work. He always looked out for me and my brothers. And I just been playing basketball ever since. I had a lot of family problems going on, but at the same time, I still tried to be as successful as I could in basketball. I've been around different states, traveling state to state, still trying to continue my basketball career. But after about 2008, I moved to Mississippi, Greenville, Mississippi, with my father, and I moved around schools. About four different high schools out of my 5 years in high school because I went to prep school. Just trying to chase my career, just trying to still chase my dream. You know, it was kind of hard. After my prep school year, I committed to University of Maryland. Then I didn't academically qualify, so I had to go to Southern Mississippi as a academic non-qualifier. So I had to sit out my first year. And after my first year of sitting out, of not being able to be on scholarship because of my grades, I finally was on scholarship my freshman year. The next year, that was going to be my freshman year, and I tore my Achilles. And after that, the following year, I had to sit out the whole year on medical red shirt. The next year, I played and didn't go quite as how I wanted to. Coming back from that Achilles injury, I was really playing scared. After that, I went to a junior college where I'm at now, called Northeast Mississippi Junior College, and I recently signed with Southeastern Louisiana on a basketball scholarship, so that's where I'll be spending my next 2 years at. So that kind of sums up where I am right now. I hope to play in the NBA, if not overseas, but either way, I'm going to still chase my dream how I've been chasing my whole life.
Well, that's great. That's great to know that you have that dream and you plan on chasing that dream. Okay, you talk about the number of years that you've been in school and you've been out there putting in all that work. What are you looking at majoring in?
Actually, I'm majoring in therapeutic recreation right now.
Okay.
I've been in that same major since my freshman year in 2009. In 2012. Yeah, 2012. So yeah, I'm looking forward to staying in that major when I go to my next school.
Okay, that's a great thing, therapeutic recreation, and that's a believe it or not, that's a very lucrative business. That's a business that can carry you far. You know, even if you go overseas, come back, and you know things still ain't working out for you, you're not getting the shot that you want. Hey, therapeutic recreation, that means that you're able to move forward and do a whole lot, because think about it, every sports team out there has somebody in that particular field working for that team. So, you know, you thinking about that's a pretty good opportunity that will get you on the front row every day and all day. So you say you got about 2 more years left, or you got 2 more years of eligibility?
Yeah, two more years of eligibility.
Okay, okay. And you're looking at starting at Southern
at
Louisiana?
Yeah, so I look forward to starting at Southeastern Louisiana next year.
Next August. Okay, okay. Well, we're going to have to keep our eyes and ears open for you and see, you know, keep track of you and see the big and great things that you're doing. And at the same time, you know, I'm looking to see nothing but the best, coming from you. And I ain't going to accept nothing else other than that, you know. Even if it, you know, don't go the way you want to go and it doesn't work out, hey, you still got that degree to fall upon and put that, you know, in your back pocket. And that'd be something that you can ride out on from now until, because that's going to be one of those fields that is always, 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 always got somebody out there that's hiring.
Wow. Well, thank you, sir, for joining us. Anything you want to share with the folks before you leave?
What's a piece of advice that you would give to a young high school athlete trying to make it to college?
I would just tell them to stay consistent, though, no matter what they got going on, family issues, school, just to stay consistent. The most important thing is getting your books. Like, if you don't do that, you won't be able to go nowhere. It stop all the hard work you did. It'll just make it be for no reason. Like, that's the main thing. I'll just say stay consistent in your grades, getting your grades, and stay consistent on the court.
Definitely, sir. We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Mr. Mike. Appreciate you putting me on the spot, man.
Anytime. No, I ain't put you on no spot. I know you was ready. If anybody was ready for it, you was ready for it. You was ready for it. And now, hey, anytime you want to chime in, we on the air every Sunday night at 9:30. You want to call in, shout out, a little something, tell us about one of your games, highlight of one of your games. By all means, if you got some information that, you know, coming out of your area that, hey, you need to share with us up here in the Virginia area, all me, call on in, let me know, give me a heads up, and we can go from there.
I got you. I'm always listening.
All right, babe. We appreciate you.
All right, Mr. Mike.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Well, folks, as always, you know, we've had some great opportunity to have some great callers calling in and sharing some information with us. You know, and just that young man's testimony by itself, folks. You know, he didn't hesitate to talk about the struggles he has had, you know, talking about he initially highlighted something about family issues without going into any great detail, but then he turned around and talked about a medical injury that he had. You know, things like that can put a whole lot of weight on the young man's shoulders and just make him fold up. But like he just said, he was determined to fulfill his dream, and he's staying on course. And I'm going to try to help him do anything that I could possibly help him do to stay on course and fulfill that dream. So that, you know, that's always great. And you know that there's a young man that's out there that's in your community that's probably going to the same thing or going through the same thing. Folks, that's what we are here for. We as parents, coaching parents, network, you know, I said it earlier on, help us help you. That's our motto. That's what we're going to live by. That's what we're going to ride or die on, however you want to look at it. The simple fact that we realize that body needs our assistance, needs some assistance, needs some support. And if we can help, if we can offer it, we're here for you. We're here for you. Well, folks, we've been on for about an hour now here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We'll be on again next Sunday, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be here at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I can say it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. That's all I can say, because, you know, that's how we do it. We do it here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Check us out.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, close us out, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
another game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm my diploma out the pen. But I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.